Tom Swarbrick on LBC. Text 84850.
The bottom line is, says Mark, we have no right to tell Bangladesh that she is now their problem. It's not morally correct. We must bring her back, but we must ensure our laws are good enough to lock her up for a long time. She must not be treated like a victim, says Mark. That's frankly a statement that I'm pretty sure now I entirely agree with. We mentioned just before, in a few moments ago, actually, the case of Hoda Mitana. This is a case in America of a woman who ran away to join the Islamic State who, guess what, is asking to come back to the United States. Simon Marks is LBC's Washington correspondent, joins me live. Simon, the president has been speaking about this tonight. Tell us a bit about the background of this particular woman.
Yes, well, I suppose to all intents and purposes, Tom, she is the American version of Shamima Begum, and she's been making headlines on this side of the Atlantic, just as Ms. Begum's been making headlines over there. She was 20 years old when she left her home in Alabama in 2014 and became the bride of an ISIS fighter in Syria. She became one of the poster women for Islamic State. Her image was often used in Islamic State videos. She was a very vigorous and ever-present blogger, extolling the virtues of many of the horrors perpetrated by Islamic State in Iraq and Syria. Now she is a mother, she is a widow, she is in that refugee camp being held there in Syria. She's much more repentant than Shamima Begum. She's given interviews to American media organizations over the last few days, insisting that she knows that she's ruined her future, she's ruined her life and the future of her sons. She deeply, deeply regrets it, and she wants to come back to the United States. But within the last few hours, President Trump on Twitter has said she will not be allowed to return to the U.S. He says that he instructed Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and the Secretary of State agreed not to let her back in. Her case is a bit more complicated than that, though, because the State Department put a statement out a few hours ago saying that she is not an American citizen, does not have a valid U.S. passport. Now, she was born in Arkansas in 1994. Why would she not be an American citizen? Well, her father was a diplomat from Yemen. And if you are born in the United States, but your parents are serving foreign diplomats, you don't automatically qualify for an American passport. But she must have had some kind of passport to travel to Syria in the first place, and her family are insisting that she is an American citizen.
So it's a phenomenal loophole that the US is using to deny her citizenship of the US. But it's just an example of how this isn't just a British problem. This is a worldwide Western problem, and it's not going to go away anytime soon.
It's not going to go away, Tom. And I think it's important to remind everybody that just a few days ago, while President Trump was enjoying a holiday weekend at his retreat down in Florida, he took to Twitter to urge European countries to take back Islamic State volunteers that had travelled to the theatre of battle from countries like the UK. He said that they needed to return home to face justice, because otherwise it was perfectly possible that they would remain in the region and continue to cause difficulty and trouble. So that was President Trump on Saturday saying, in essence, to the government of Britain, don't strip Shamima Begum's citizenship, bring her home and let her face the judicial music in the UK. But when it came to this case of Hoda Mitana, who, again, her family claims she's an American citizen, Donald Trump wants to be seen to be the guy slamming America's door in her face, even though that runs completely counter to the argument that he was making just, 5 days ago.
Simon, grateful as always. LBC's Washington correspondent joining us live, Simon Marks, there on the case of Hoda Mitana, who is in a similar position to that of Shamima Begum, just on the other side of the Atlantic.